Campaign Crisis, Joe Biden to Visit Border on Thursday. By Neil Monroe on February 26, 2024. President Joe Biden will visit the U.S. border with Mexico on Thursday to blame the GOP for his catastrophic immigration policies, according to the Associated Press. Biden will travel to Brownsville, Texas, in the Rio Grande Valley, an area that often sees large numbers of border crossings, said the Monday report. He will meet with border agents and discuss the need for bipartisan legislation, said the report. Biden has repeatedly promised to blame the GOP for his policies since the GOP Senate caucus blocked the giveaway border bill drafted in secret by Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, and Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY. "I'll be taking this issue to the country every day between now and November. The American people are going to know that the only reason the border is not secure is Donald Trump and his MAGA Republican friends," Biden claimed on February 7. However, Biden, age 81, has tried to dodge the issue since his 2021 inauguration. He has left the management of his Cuba-born, pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas. For example, the Thursday visit will be his second visit to his border. Related: Jay Johnson, migrants, smugglers figured out how to work around Biden border policies, we're in for a real mess. Since 2021, Mayorkas and his deputies have deliberately admitted more than 6.2 million migrants via a series of illegal and quasi-legal pathways. The inflow adds up to 2 migrants for every 3 American births. The illegal inflow is in addition to the inflow of legal temporary workers and legal immigrants. The combined inflow is importing 1 migrant for every American birth. This policy is extremely unpopular with voters, in part because it imposes more civic chaos, diverts government spending away from Americans, cuts wages, shifts wealth to migrants and employers, and pushes up housing prices. For example, 2,000 homeless Americans died in Los Angeles, California, in 2023, partly because the federal government is eagerly importing migrants for jobs that would otherwise go to those Americans. The UK's Guardian newspaper reported on February 22. An exclusive review of LA County Medical Examiner data obtained by The Guardian shows the department logged a total of 11,573 deaths of unhoused people over the last decade. Deaths have consistently increased every year. In 2023, 2,033 people died, a staggering 291% increase from the 519 cases recorded in 2014 and an 8% increase from the 1,883 fatalities in 2022. Biden's migrants also include criminals who are robbing stores and pedestrians, driving while drunk, and murdering Americans. Biden's migration policy has deeply damaged his re-election chances, according to a February 23 report by Gallup. Americans' approval of President Joe Biden's job performance has edged down 3 percentage points to 38%, just 1 point shy of his all-time low and well below the 50% threshold that has typically led to re-election for incumbents. In addition, Biden registers subpar approval ratings for his handling of 5 key issues facing the U.S., including a new low of 28% for immigration and ratings ranging from 30% to 40% for the situation in the Middle East between Israel and Hamas, foreign affairs, the economy and the situation in Ukraine. A recent Gallup poll found that the immigration issue, specifically, is the top reason those who disapprove of Biden give for why they evaluate his performance negatively, Gallup noted.